WWIB coming up on 5:45 and 24 degrees on this February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Cairns in Eau Claire, Mark Halverson in Hallie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nowhere near the fog we had yesterday. That was pretty thick, wasn't it?
It was. I was talking to my assistant, and she comes from north of town, I think out on T, and she was saying there were a couple of rollovers, and so yeah. It was not only foggy, but icy yesterday. So.
Right. Yeah, both of those to contend with, for sure. Well,
yep.
Any big plans to celebrate Groundhog Day today?
I completely actually forgot that it was Groundhog Day, so... I would say we could watch the movie, but my wife is not a fan of that movie.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Right, especially when you watch it over and over and over again. So,
well, when you watch it over and over, I mean, the whole movie is kind of the day over and over, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's super funny, but no, I don't have any plans. How about you?
Well, one of the ways I'm celebrating is these Groundhog Day drops, and so let me drop some of them on you, and we'll see if we have a favorite. I'm imagining... I have not listened to them. I imagine they mostly are pulled from the movie. Let's find out.
Today is Groundhog Day.
All right. That's not necessarily from the movie.
Nope.
That's just a guy saying that.
Yep.
Is this Groundhog Day related? This is Winter Will Never End. I don't think that doesn't necessarily fit for this year. So, all right, here's another one.
It is February 2nd, Groundhog Day.
Little Steve Carell for us this morning. Steve Carell. Who is it? It's the CBS host.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, you're right. I can't think of his name right now.
Get him confused with the actor, Steve Carell. All right, here's another one this morning on WWIB.
It is the only day we let rodents control us.
Yeah, so there we go. That's kind of
there
fun.
There you go. Yeah, I like that one.
All right, let's try one more here.
I wake up every day right here, right in Punxsutawney, and it's always February 2nd.
Yeah, there's Groundhog Day.
That's definitely from the movie. All right.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got some other ones, but there's a sample this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that one. I got to go with that one.
Oh, okay. That's your favorite.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. Yeah.
All right. This is probably not going to be your favorite. Here's one last one. I can't stop playing these.
Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter.
All right, folks. Listen, that is just, that's from past. That's not today yet. So
don't
take that
true.
To heart.
Yeah. Stephen Colbert. Is who you're
thinking. Good,
of.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can understand getting that mixed up. That's the second time this week I think I've gone to Corral when I went for Colbert.
Right.
All right. So you have something on Facebook. Recovering people pleasers outgrow relationships more often than most because we're stopping the self-neglecting behaviors that made those relationships possible in the first place.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we sometimes do is we get into the habit of tolerating bad behavior when maybe we need to set some healthier boundaries, you know, and that can look a lot different in relationships. Too often, I think we are in unhealthy relationships asked to act outside of who we are or who we are called to be. And so I think we need to take a look at those relationships and see if they're healthy for us.
And so when we're people-pleasing, we're kind of low in terms of internally our self-meter, if you will, and so we're trying to bend over backwards, do anything we can so people will accept us, right?
Right, for sure, exactly. And that has been one of the things I've wrestled with much of my life. So trying to figure that part out as I mature, even in my 50s.
Yep. Yeah. More and more, you can't look at that chronic. It's like, it is what it is, right? We want to keep growing all of life. So for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's close it out. Head into the weekend with 1 Peter 3:13-14.
It says, "Now who will want to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats."
Mm-hmm. And in your devotional commentary in the New Testament, you tackle those two verses this way. Pursue the good life, knowing that my opinion is the only one that matters. No one can cause any permanent harm to you if you are seeking after me. Even when you suffer for following me, I will bless you. Suffering brings blessings you cannot envision, so do not be afraid of those who threaten harm.
Yeah, you know, so what I think stands out to me is, we've talked about this some, is that It seems like our society is increasingly conflictual. There's more and more conflict. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're called to is living good, holy, loving lives, and to let our lives be guided by love rather than all of the threats and influences around us from the outside.
But when I think of suffering, I think of a woman giving birth without any anesthesia, right? I mean, is just one picture. I mean, and we can come up with various. Nobody wants to suffer.
For sure.
But may God be with us in that and bring something good out of it, for sure.
You bet.
Thank you, friend. And I can do the first 45 minutes of breakfast tomorrow, so.
Okay, I'll probably see you for that part then.
All right, see you then. There we go. And we threw it on our social media yesterday. Speaking of Stephen Curtis Chapman, what is your favorite song from this terrific artist?
Yeah, now less than 3 weeks away from that concert at the Pablo Center. Really hope to see you there again. Just know it's going to be such an encouragement. And so I hope you'll make plans. Again, clear your schedule and make sure you join us. And we again posted Dive, The Great Adventure, Cinderella. You know, hey, there's so many to choose from. 50 number ones for crying out loud and innumerable songs, it seems like. So what's your favorite? If it's not too difficult to pick one.
Yeah, I said I love so many. My favorite is whichever is playing. So that was where I left it. But Kathleen said on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, The Great Adventure, probably her favorite song from SC Squared.
Sherry says that's a hard one, but Cinderella makes me tear up every time, though. She said just beautiful.
Dev said, The Great Adventure, Dive, Cinderella, Treasure Island, and Up on the Mountain, just to name a few.
Yeah, it's hard to pick just one. It's kind of like Pringles or M&M's.
Yeah,
you can't
right.
eat just one. Jennifer says, Magnificent Obsession. Pamela, another vote for Cinderella. And Michael says, The Change.
Tammy said, so many good ones besides the more obvious ones like, this is interesting how she says, besides the more obvious ones like Dive and Great Adventure, probably at the top of my list would be Do Everything, which I think you played yesterday, Heaven in the Real World, Live Out Loud, and Dancing with the Dinosaur.
Again, we asked on our social media, what's your favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman song? Susan just says, hey, this is a hard one for me. She's going to punt a little bit on trying to figure that one out. But Terry says, His Strength is Perfect and I Will Be Here.
Smokey says, my favorite has to be That's Paradise.
Jan says Dive and Magnificent Obsession, and Kevin says For the Sake of the Call, but so many other great ones.
Melissa, Live Out Loud, Bobby, I Will Be Here, and Susan, she had said My Place in This World. Of course, that's a Michael W. Smith song, but Amy said I Will Be Here.
And Steven says Saddle Up Your Horses, The Great Adventure. He says my wife's favorite performer. Of course, I said, man, we hope we see you at the concert then. Because she's going to, what a great, post-Valentine's date night. Christina says, I tried to pick one song, but kept going between pretty much every song on the Declaration album.
Yeah, so great music and lyrics you can draw. Stephen Curtis Chapman kind of defines it. And 50 number one songs, but so many great songs that weren't number ones.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I love The Great Adventure from his new album. And this is what's so great is we can go back decades and find great songs.
Uh-huh.
But that new album still, again, Unfixables, has just absolutely struck a chord with me and I think with a lot of other people as well. You know what? This is our Friday morning tradition. We get you caught up on things you might have missed in the world of news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We do it in condensed form. We call it Headlines. And here you go.
Caleb Bolts needed to secure a door plug on that infamous Alaska Airlines aircraft were missing when the plane left the factory.
So I guess now Boeing is in the business of making convertibles?
Unintentionally.
In a survey of Texans who would like their state to secede from the Union, 70% say they would only want to break away from the U.S. if they could continue receiving services like Social Security.
It's like moving out of your parents' house but going home each night for dinner.
Right?
Americans will consume 27 billion calories on Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, the day when your diet takes more hits than the quarterback.
That's for sure.
Yes, the Super Bowl is a week from this Sunday.
It's even better than Thanksgiving. There's plenty of food and football, but you get to invite only the people you actually like.
You're here.
A study claims that there's no evidence that social media causes depression.
Yeah, the study was conducted by researchers at Instagram University in association with the TikTok Institute of Technology. A member of the Missouri Senate, did you hear about this? A member of the Missouri Senate has proposed a rule change that, if passed, would allow senators to challenge each other to a duel.
Yeah, nothing solves healthcare policy quite like pistols at dawn.
It would improve TV ratings.
And finally this morning, the price of chicken is expected to fall considerably.
Which is great news since I've spent most of my last paycheck on Stanley tumblers. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Maybe we should pay back somebody's heating bill.
Reports say heating costs are on the rise again.
Some homeowners report their energy bills have doubled.
Cranking the heat this winter will cost you.
It's time to warm things up and pay your bills. The WIB Winter Warm-Up. Activated.
Yes, indeed. It's the WIB Winter Warm-Up. Second Friday, we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. We're going to head a little bit further north in the WIB listening area this time. Our next contestant is Cliff Tickler from Spooner. Cliff Tickler from Spooner with a heating bill eligible for our maximum payout of $300. Cliff Tickler from Spooner, you are on the clock, and you have 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call us back at 715-723-2555. Again, our maximum payout this year is $300, and Cliff is eligible for that. Cliff, if you call back in time, we are paying back that heating bill, $300. Thank you so much to the generous sponsors helping us pay back these bills this winter, including Hovland's Inc., Mathnasium in Altoona, Jacob's Well Church, Kurth Heating and Cooling, and Kavi Coffee House and Cafe, Highway 93, Eau Claire. Cliff Tickler from Spooner, 10 minutes, 37 seconds. Call us back, and we are giving you $300 to pay back that heating bill. Now to the tunes, Mercy Me. Always, only Jesus. WWIB, Cliff on the clock. We have a winner in the winter warm-up, Cliff Tickler from Spooner. It did not take him 10 minutes, 37 seconds to call back. It took less than three. Cliff joins us on the line now. Cliff, how are you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Actually, have a little bit of a sinus infection and ear infection going on, but getting on the mend here and feeling better and even more with this blessing of a heating bill paid. That's awesome.
Yeah, how about that? Glad you were able to hear well enough to hear your name called out, and you called well within the 10 minutes, 37 seconds, and you're eligible for our maximum payout this year of $300. So we're going to send you a check, and the goal is just to bless people, and hopefully we did that.
You absolutely did. And I'm actually going to give credit to the Fields and Ladysmith for sending me a message, because I'd been talking to my wife on the phone, which is where I listened to the radio, so I didn't have it on. And Debbie Fields sent me a message, so I think I may be blessing them as well.
Well, there you go. WWIB family, and I know a lot of times in Sam Averly's request show on Saturday mornings, it's you and PCD John and some others too, sometimes like requesting songs for one another too. And so again, it's Spooner and Ladysmith and Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls and La Crosse and all over the WIB listening area. It's one big family, and man, we're so glad to have so many of you as part of it.
We sure are. I love each and every one of you guys.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Cliff, and congratulations, our next winner in the WIB Winter Warm-Up.
All right, thank you guys so much.
All right, there he goes, Cliff Tickler from Spooner, who just won our maximum payout of $300. Thank you so much to the generous sponsors making it possible again this year for us to pay back some heating bills. We've been talking and talking almost ad nauseum about the fact that Stephen Curtis Chapman is coming live to the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. And honestly, if I can just be real, I'm a little disturbed by how sluggish maybe the ticket sales are, because I want people to be there to be blessed by this. And I've been a little surprised if people are like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go to this one. Especially considering some of the concerts we had recently with Ren Collective and the Newsboys and such, and how many people packed that out. And so I hope that, again, you'll go to this. Maybe, again, you're not as familiar with Stephen Curtis Chapman's music. I can just promise you this will probably be one of the most richly rewarding Christian concerts you could ever go to, because of what Stephen Curtis Chapman puts into his music. It is gospel-focused. It's gospel-centered. It's not about a show. It's not about making a name for himself. It's about making famous the name of the one he serves. And so as I play this next song of his, I hope you'll think about, ponder these lyrics. And again, if you come to this concert, it will be a blessing. It will be hope-filled, encouragement-filled, a great opportunity to bring those who don't know the Lord. Stephen Curtis Chapman has been through so much tragedy, through so many trials in his life. But again, as we all do who know Jesus, we find him faithful. We find the Lord faithful in some of our darkest times, in those valleys. And the richness of the music coming out of that is something that will truly, truly bless and encourage you and others as well. So I want to read just a few lyrics here from this song. It's called Much of You, from Stephen Curtis Chapman's All Things New. And again, would just encourage you so much to go to this concert on February 22nd. He says this: how could I stand here and watch the sun rise, follow the mountains where they touch the sky, ponder the vastness and the depths of the sea, and think for a moment the point of it all was to make much of me? Because I'm just a whisper and you are the thunder. So I want to make much of you, Jesus. I want to make much of your love. I want to live today to give you the praise that you alone are so worthy of. I want to make much of your mercy. I want to make much of your cross. I give you my life. Take it and let it be used to make much of you. And one more verse to share. He says, and how can I kneel here and think of the cross, the thorns and the whip and the nails and the spear, the infinite cost to purchase my pardon and bear all my shame, to think I have anything worth boasting in except for your name? Because I am a sinner and you are the Savior. So I want to make much of you, Jesus. I want to make much of your love. I want to live today to give you the praise that you alone are so worthy of. I want to make much of your mercy. I want to make much of your cross. I give you my life. Take it and let it be used to make much of you. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 28 degrees, one of our Friday morning traditions, Alvo.
You know, I feel pretty pleased. We packed a lot into this week and boiled it down to 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Here it is, the best
it
of the
is
week.
It's National Macadamia Nut Month. Right away, I think of those macadamia nut cookies, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The white chocolate chips, ones. Yep.
I'm sure they've got them at Great Harvest, right?
Yeah, and just fantastic. Great Harvest has great cookies.
And probably crumble cookies.
Cards on the attack. We're back to 5-on-5. Here's Mason Johnson. That one goes in. Number 7 does it again.
What is your favorite outdoor activity?
I love fishing.
If you had a day off, what's the first thing you'd do?
I would ask my wife, what are we going to do on the day off? Because I love just hanging out with her.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Oh, yeah, every one of them, pretty much.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yes!
I'm a Hawaiian pizza guy.
Yes!
Lover. Yes.
There you go. If you are given a bowl of ice cream and can choose 3 toppings, what toppings would those be, Stephen Curtis Chapman?
It would be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and then... We crunch up some Reese's peanut butter cups.
With the heartbeat of this show, with the Reese's and the pineapple. Doing what activity is good for your health?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to say jump roping.
Is it jump roping?
Well, of course you're in Bloomer, the jump rope capital of the world. Is that
correct?
No, it's not.
This is JoJo from Jump River.
JoJo from Jump River. Again, that's just a wonderful alliterated name.
It's
great.
We're just all over that.
Good to hear from you, JoJo.
Clayton from Pupil Falls.
Katrina from Cameron.
We just had alliteration on 3 straight colors.
I know. Wasn't that great? I just love it. Yeah, JoJo from Jump River, Clayton from Chippewa Falls, Katrina from Cameron. So
we're going to limit it to you guys.
That was just great. You may only call in if your name's Larry. No.
Caleb from Chippewa Falls, right? Like, I'm disqualified.
We're going to give another hint. We've got to.
We are.
We've got
another hint up our sleeves.
We want to give the tickets away.
Doing what outdoor animal-related activity is good for your health?
Well, this is what I do. I walk in the cemetery, and I talk to the animals, the deer, and if I see any dogs along the way, I stop and I talk to them and I pet them, and it always makes me feel better.
So kind of Dr. Doodling, littling it.
Doolittling.
Is it doolittling? It's not, but thank you, Linda.
This is Ashley from Thorpe.
All right, Ashley.
I think it is bird watching.
You think it is bird watching. Is that good for your health? Getting out and watching the birds, listening to the birds?
Absolutely.
Ashley?
That's it. You're going to the movies, Ashley.
All right.
Doing this outdoor animal-related activity good for your health. It is bird watching or listening to birds sing. More specifically, Ashley, what tipped you off there?
I was just thinking how relaxing it is. So just kind of thinking about being outside, listening to the birds, watching them.
Finally, if you want to buy an ad for the Super Bowl, a 30-second ad during the big game is costing a record $7 million this year.
$7 million.
For 30 seconds.
For 30 seconds.
Our ad rates are a little cheaper here
on
WIB.
We don't charge quite that much on WIB. So,
wow.
Yeah, contact us if you like to advertise.
The best of the week.
Thank you, Havel. Man, that's a lot packed into 3 minutes and change there. Uh-huh. Fantastic. Thank you so much for putting that together.